You went into the drone office, you said. Can you give me some idea of what your duties were?
Well, initially, when I went in first with Tommy Millington and Harold Broughton, we were dealing with spares and drawings for special pieces of equipment for slab presses or vice versa. And then when I went with Harold Thomas, I was detailing all his drawings for him, because Harold, when he was allocated a job, he'd have a cup of tea, he'd get the drawings out, and he'd wrap off the main tables, the cylinders, the bottom tables and the columns, and he'd say, "Kid, take these down to Julia to get them ordered." And then once they were ordered, the next day he'd give me all the drawings. He said, "Now you can detail it."
My goodness me, what an insight. Later on, did you have to do some calculating yourself and use a slide rule or logarithmic tables?
Oh, yeah, we used slide rules and we stressed out all our brackets and pieces of steel that we were using. Yes, we did. We used a slide rule on that. And we had a book, a stress book, which we brought all our calculations in. But sometimes Harold Thomas, if he was looking at something, he'd hold a pencil up and say, "Yes, that's the thickness I want." And we'd have to check it out afterwards.
All down to experience. People around you in the drone office, you've mentioned your immediate superior, Harold Thomas, you mentioned Harry Broughton. Any other people come to mind, like who was in overall charge of the office?
Yeah, the chief draftsman at that time was Steve Davis, who unfortunately died in a tragic accident in Newquay. I think he was trying to rescue somebody, but he got drowned. Then Ron Green took the office over for a short time until he was promoted to chief engineer, and Esmond Sargent took it over then as chief draftsman. But when I first started in the drone office, Jack Fielding was up the top end, and Bill Thomas, that was Harold Thomas's elder brother. And I can always remember that Jack Fielding had a habit of nodding off in the afternoon. And as he was in the First World War, or was part of it, we used to give a whistle now and again, like a bomb dropping, and he would wake up, look around, and of course our heads were down drawing. And then eventually, after we'd done it two or three times, he'd get up, stamp his feet and walk down and talk to Tom Millington.
Wonderful.
Another thing that they used to do as well at the top end of the office, they used to get a 6-inch pressure pad from an extrusion press and roll it down the gangway. So lift your feet, did you?
Yeah, I'm quite an amusing place to work. How many people were in the drone office, Clarence, at that time?
Let me see. Down the windows overlooking the carpet works was Jack Fielding, Bill Thomas, Sam Rostron, Harold Thomas. Then I think there was somebody else. Then there was Harold Milton. And then you got to Steve Davis's office and Tom Millington's office. And then there were two people. There were benches, drawing boards, two people. The top end was Ken Daniels. No, sorry, Will French and Jack Lewis. And then we came down the office. I should think all told there were about 24 draftsmen all told up there, all told. And about six or seven tracers.